Sukkah 3:3, and this is the Mishnah on the Arava. The Arava you'll call the Arve Nachal, those are the willow branches. The Mishnah says, Arava Gazula V'Yavesha Psula. If your Arava is stolen or it's dried out, it's going to be pasul. Again, like the previous cases, stolen for both reasons. Either it's because it's not yours on the first day, and or it's a mitzvah baba havera, in which case it would be usher all 7 days. The yavesha, dried out, we'll discuss more about dried out in a few moments, but for now, if it's totally dried out, such that there's no green left in your arava, similar to how we had in the other minim, it's going to be pasul. More on that in a moment. Shelasher v'shel'il hernidachas, if your willow came from a idolatrous tree, or this city that was turned to avodah zarah, again, it was detached from the ground before the obligation to destroy all the possessions of the city kicked in, it's going to be psula, it's invalid because, again, like the previous cases, it's an obligation to destroy the asherah and the various possessions from the ir nidachas, and therefore it's as if it's already been crushed up, and therefore it lacks the requisite shear. The shear, the amount you need for a arava, is 3 tefachim. In those cases are psula. Niktam rosha, if its head has been chopped off, the head here we're referring to is the end of the stalk from which the leaves are growing. Again, this is in contrast to the lulav. The lulav, niktam rosha, is referring to lalacha, the leaves that extend beyond the shidra, the spine. But when it comes to the niktam of the rosh, the lopping off of the head of the arava, like the hadas, we mean the end of the top of the stalk from which leaves are growing. If it is chopped off, says the Mishnah, psula, it's pasul. The Bar Tanura says that is not the halacha. The Bar Tanura says, like the previous Mishnah, where we talked about the hadas, niktam rosh, if the top's chopped off of the arava, it's still kosher, says the Bar Tanura. That is not the halacha. The Bar Tanura is not conforming with the Shulchan Aruch, who indeed paskins that when it comes to an arava, if the top has been chopped off, it is indeed pasul. As far as the hadas goes, hold on to that thought. We'll discuss that in the next Mishnah. Okay. Nifratsu aleha, if its leaves have fallen off, it's going to be a puzzle. That's going to be if the majority of the leaves fall off, like the lulav, etc., and the hadas, which is more complicated. Vatzaftzifa, if it's a tzaftzifa plant. The Gemara says that tzaftzifa is a plant which kind of resembles the willow. The thing is that tzaftzifa grows up on the mountains, and the willow down typically by the water, and the tzaftzifa is not a willow, and therefore it's invalid. Cannot be taken as arvi nachal. The Gemara gives some guidelines. It says, typically, when it comes to the arava, the willow, the branches are red, the leaves are long, and their edges are smooth. In contrast, the tzaftzifa typically has whitish branches, the leaves are shorter, like rounder, and the edges are jagged, like little teeth. So those are ways to differentiate between the arava and the tzaftzifa. If it's kamusha, now kamush means kind of like withered, so in contrast to dried out yavesha at the beginning of the Mishnah, which is when all of the moisture has been left, there's no green left in the arava, kamush just means that it's dry, but still a bit green. So we talked about perhaps when the idea of like the fingernail breaking things. Everyone knows when it comes to an arava, they dry out really fast, they get kind of brittle right away, and they can break. That's kamush, and that's, yes, still kosher, because you could put the arava back in water, and it will like become, you know, soft and lush to some degree again, so it's not totally gone. That's kamush, just withered, but it can come back if you put it in water. If the green color has left and it's gone sort of brownish white, at that point it's not kamush, it's yavesh, it will be pasul. Vishenishru miktsas aleha, if a minority of the leaves fell off of the arava, meaning the majority still are intact, then it would be kosher after the fact, kind of like the other meaning we had up to now. Vishel baal, also kshera, if this is a willow which came from a field. The pasuk specifies arve nachal, aravos, willows that come from the brook, front by the water. So then you might have thought that if this willow is not growing down by the water, but growing up in some dry field somewhere, it's going to be invalid. The point of the Mishnah is not so. The species called arava willow is kosher, even if it grew on some field somewhere that was, you know, well watered. And the reason it says baal is because baal means a very rainy, wet, maybe in a valley type field that relies solely on rainwater. The point just being in the Mishnah that people wouldn't take the efforts to manually water a willow tree so it wouldn't be growing in like a irrigated field, because they had to irrigate manually in those days. But a stay ball means that it grew on lots of rainwater, and exclusively rainwater, as opposed to by a brook. But all that is by the by. The point of the Mishnah simply is the fact that willow didn't grow by water of a stream doesn't make it invalid. It's valid wherever it is, as long as the species is called arava. And that's the halacha.